I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions in Chad are still at a breaking point, resulting in protests and the government's temporary suspension of 10 political parties. And the situation is the result of a buildup from a financial and a government crisis. Christian Aid Mission's Dave Boghossian says,
the country has been deeply affected by the price of oil. And because of that, the government has not been paying wages to all the workers like teachers and other people. So the unions in the country have gotten together and they decided to go on strike. And this is a nationwide strike that's affected the entire country.
Boghossian says religious tensions have also added stress, which is similar to what Sudan was experiencing before splitting. And as a result, reaching the unreached has become nearly impossible. Ask God to give guidance to these church leaders in Chad. And Global Disciples works with church planners in India by equipping the local believers who train them. Basically, they train the trainers. John with Global Disciples recently went on an annual equipping event in India and confirms they're seeing the uptick in persecution.
Their response is sort of bring it on. It will strengthen the church. It will help us to be more united as leaders. It will help us to focus more clearly on the mission of the church. And it will purify the church. So it's astounding to me. I would shrink from persecution or run. They seem to be presenting a message they have for the church in the West, and that is not to fear persecution. If God allows persecution, embrace it and know that God's kingdom will continue on in spite of man's attempt to stop it.
To find your place in either of these stories, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.